Blog Talk Radio.
And happy Thursday to everyone. I'm Veronica McMillan, your host of Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. Tonight we have an amazing show with a group of kids that's doing absolutely wonderful things in the community. They're the kids of the Law, Kids Law Academy, and this will be their debut show. So show them some love because this is going to be their first time doing a radio show. I'm so, so proud of these kids. So before I bring them all on and unmute all of their mics, let me tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and then we're going to have a conversation. The kids are going to do everything tonight on this show. But Issues Concerning Women was basically birthed by Francine Humphrey, which is my host of the Issues Concerning Women radio show. Of course, she's not here with us tonight because she's allowing us to let the kids do their thing tonight. But Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. And then, of course, the Micro Nonprofit Network helps small organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development, of course. I'm the founder of the Micro Nonprofit Network. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and fosters a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise for nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy. We are dedicated, this is Francine and I, to make a difference in the community. And one of those differences are going to be the Kids Law Academy. I'm so excited. I'm getting tongue-tied tonight. And we're just so excited about what they're doing. And so Francine and I basically have been planning and talking with these kids for the last couple of months or so, and they all are going to be coming on, talking to you all in a few minutes. I'm going to have our president basically to introduce himself, and then he'll be introducing all of the other kids in the program. You all are in for a treat, so just sit back, and that's what we normally do. We don't take any phone calls because what we're going to do is going to allow the kids to have their opportunity to talk about their perspective of what's going on in the community with crime, what's going on with COVID, what's going on with the concerns that they have as kids. And so I want to introduce to you all, first of all, that's going to come on the scene, our president, Ariane Allen. Ariane is the president of the Kids Law Academy. And so, Ariane, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So, well, I'm gonna give it to you, and you can introduce all of the other kids in the Law Academy and have an opportunity for them to say their names, and then you all can go with the show. So, Ariane, I'm giving it to you now.
Okay, my name is Ariane, and my topic is going to be about my concern on gun violence, and I'm going to be passing it to Ayani.
My name is Ayani, and I'm going to talk about school shootings. I'm going to pass it on to Zion.
My name is Zion, and my topic is the unjust law. Unjust arrest. Sorry about that. And I'm going to pass it to Malia.
My name is Malia, and my topic is kidnapping. I'm going to be passing it to PJ.
Hi, my name is PJ, and my topic is criminal activities, and I'm passing it to Tay.
Hi, my name is Tay, and I'll be talking about COVID laws. Hey, Ariane.
So about, okay, so, Okay, so, Tay, you have some questions for me about gun violence?
Yes, I do. So, about gun violence, what do you think about it?
Well, to be honest, there's a lot of things that I can say about it, but I'm not going to make it too long because I want everybody else to speak. So, pretty much how I feel about gun violence is that I don't really believe that the gun itself is dangerous so much as the person that is holding it and that pulls the trigger. Because you can do a bad crime with a gun and go to jail, but you can legally have a gun and carry it around for protection. So there's pros and cons for guns. Yes, they kill people, but it's the person who's killing the person, not the person who's pulling the trigger.
I agree with you with that.
Okay, so we're going to move on to Ayani. We're going to see how she feels about school shootings. Sorry.
Okay, I'm Ayani, and I'm going to talk about school shootings.
So how do you feel about school shootings, Ayani?
I feel like it's wrong to shoot up schools because you don't know who's in there. You don't know what kids are going through. So that's why I think it's wrong to shoot up schools.
Okay, and do you feel like it's a problem with the person that's doing it, or are they just doing it because they can, or because they want to, or because what? What do you think about that?
They can, or because they want to. It's because they feel sad and desperate, or just they feel bullied, or they don't feel right and comfortable with themselves. That's why they're doing it to other people.
Okay, and do you feel like they're not only hurting the people in school, but people around them?
They're hurting the people in schools, and they're hurting the parents and the family members because now they're scared to go take their kids to school or let their kids go to school.
Okay, and I agree with you. We're going to go on to Zion's topic of how do you feel about that, Zion?
I feel that it's unfair that police officers are abusing their power and arresting people that didn't have nothing to do with crimes or the crimes that some of them might have made up or crimes that didn't have nothing to do with it at all.
Okay, and do you feel like if the police were given a description that they have the right to detain or arrest someone?
I do think that they do feel like they have the power to do stuff like that.
Okay, and if it was a situation where they got a call of a guy wearing a pink shirt and he was walking down the street and there so happened to be a guy wearing a pink shirt, do you feel that those officers have reasoning to believe the person that's on the phone calling about a guy wearing a pink shirt? Do you feel they have the reasoning, enough reasoning to arrest that person or detain that person?
No, I think there's a lot of people who would wear a pink shirt on any regular day. I don't think it's fair for them just to arrest any black person that's really wearing a pink shirt.
Yeah, and like you were saying, it's not even just, you know, police. I mean, not even just white cops, also black cops as well, right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't even have to be just black people. It's also white people. They could take it to... I mean, you mainly see stories on the news of how a black man got arrested for no reason or black man gets killed by cops. And I see it on the news and on YouTube all the time. It's just so, it's devastating to me that you would think that you can't be protected by the people that's supposed to protect you, right?
Yes, I do believe that it's unfair that police officers do whatever they feel like it just because they had the power to. I don't think it's all police officers. I just think it's some of them. I just don't think it's right for people just to arrest anyone they don't like or have a grudge
because of how they look, right?
A grudge for that color, that type of color.
Okay. And I agree with you, but just not all, you know, not all cops have that, feel like they have that authority. And
yes,
we're going to move on to my Leah's topic on kidnapping.
Thank you for your
I feel like it's wrong to kidnap somebody's kid, and I don't understand, like, how it could be somebody's intentions to kidnap somebody's kid. You know, like, it's a kid missing in Hampton, and I don't necessarily know if he's been kidnapped, but I feel like the law enforcement, they could do a better job because, you know, like, people have been getting kidnapped, and they still haven't been found, and it's, like, been thousands of people, over 3,000 people went missing in the 2021.
Okay, and I agree with you. I feel that even if you're in a state where you're angry or you just have these emotions and emotions built up, you have no right to go out and go grab a kid off the street because you're mad and do whatever, you know? It's not the law, and it's just not right. And do you feel that people do it because they're going through stuff or because they think that that's okay?
I feel like it's because it could be because they're going through stuff, but I feel like they think it's okay, but others don't think it's okay.
I mean, yeah, like, because, like, if my child was to get kidnapped and I'm his parent, I'd be going crazy looking for my child because that's mine, you know? Like, so... Do you think that, well, if someone were to, like, do you, how, well, actually, let me rephrase that. How do you feel that this is actually happening around you, like, in the area? Because there has been kidnappings, like you just said, in Hampton.
I feel like it's, like, extremely wrong, like, very wrong. And I feel like they think it's okay, but it's not.
Yeah, and I agree with you because it's just that, I guess it's just that people feel that they have the certain right to do things. And I've been seeing on the news kids going missing, but 9 times out of 10, you see a kid missing, he's got kidnapped. You don't just see a kid walking on the street. I'm not saying anyone would kidnap a kid. I'm just saying a regular person might try to help, or someone who's a helpful person might try to help, ask them where their parents are, if they know anybody's numbers or who their parents are. Like, you want to see a kid wandering around, and I wouldn't see a random kid walking on the street by himself. I mean, if he's a child, yes, like, I mean, I guess he's outside playing, but I'm saying you won't just see a random kid. I mean, I would say something. I would ask him if he know where his parents are. And if he seems okay, then he can go about his day, you know? But they feel that they have the power to do such things, it's just not right to me. So thank you on your comments on kidnapping. And PJ, how do you feel about criminal activity?
I feel like it's really bad because of you shouldn't go around and, like, pick up guns and, like, shoot other people because of that's, like, very bad.
Yeah, and it's, like, not even – this is happening everywhere in the United States and other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Other cities, everywhere. This is not just like a problem in one part of the earth. It's like everywhere, right?
Yes.
Okay, and do you feel like people have problems of their own and they feel like they can take it out on other people with not even just guns, with other weapons in general?
Yes, I do. And like also you have like some people that's like on the street, and like the kids get the money to like buy guns. So they'll go to somebody on the street, and then they'll buy a gun, and then like they'll show it off in school, and then they can pull the trigger without it like not being on safety, and then that person could get dangerously hurt because of you bought a gun and you don't know how to use it. Because guns are for protection, not to be used if you're not threatening or someone's not trying to, like, hurt you or your family.
And I agree with you so much. Like I was saying about my topic, I feel that it's the person that's holding the gun, not the one that's, you know, well, I mean, it's the person that's holding the gun, not the gun itself. The gun doesn't go off by itself, right? It's the person that's shooting and pulling the trigger. And like you were saying about kids on the street, I feel like that there's too much access to guns on the street. and people are selling them because either they're doing bad stuff with it or they just having all types of stuff. I wouldn't even know, you know?
Yes.
Okay, so if there was, like, how do you feel that all this is happening everywhere? Do you feel like it's not right, that it's just not, people shouldn't do it, it's not worth it, or people shouldn't just do criminal activity, period, you know?
Yeah, I feel like that this shooting and robbing and killing stuff, that should not be happening at all. Because of that's not how, like, you solve your problems. You talk to someone, and then, like, you get a therapist, you talk to them and tell them what's going on, and then you'll feel better. You'll feel better instead of going out and killing someone.
And I agree with you. If you have so much anger built up, you might go and do such things as going to buy a gun and killing someone, going to rob someone. They feel like they can take their anger out on the problems that's happening around them. And sometimes it's not even some people's fault. I mean, it's your fault if you pull the trigger and you do such things. Sure, you could be just a kid that got brought into the streets because your dad does this stuff, or your mom is in the streets, or just anybody in general, like, some people are just brought into it because of their parents. And it's not necessarily their fault, but if there was a crime to happen, I mean, and it was theirs and they did it, I mean, yeah. But it's sometimes not the kids' fault if they're getting dragged into this. You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks for your comment on this topic. We're going to move on to Tay and his topic on COVID laws. Tay, how do you feel about that?
I feel like the new COVID law that was placed everywhere, for me, I don't entirely like. Because, you know, like, one, some people still don't believe in the vaccine. Two, people who have, like, older parents and, like, younger kids at their home, man, it's more of a, let's say this, I want to say, like, a disadvantage, but, like, more of a liability to get COVID.
Yeah, and, like, a risk and stuff, right?
Huh? Say that again, please.
It's like more of a risk that you could take it home to your family, right?
Exactly.
So, do you feel like it's wrong that the government decided that kids didn't have to wear a mask in school? Well, some students in some states.
It's not that. Yes, I do think it's wrong because it's like, I'm gonna put it in this example. Like I said earlier, like, what happens if, like, a kid sees, like, other people, like, cool kids, like, they're not wearing their mask. Well, the kid that I'm talking about is, like, me. Like, they have, like, an older grandma at their house. I mean, like, yeah, two older parents, younger kids. I mean, they don't pick them at risk while the kid is trying to look cool, you know? And then, like,
yeah,
people who police officers and, like, people dealing day-to-day, you know, them not wearing a mask. I think they do have to wear a mask. And then working with people that don't wear a mask, I mean, that's a lot more of a liability to them, too.
Yeah, because I had read it where the masks aren't necessarily for letting keep stuff out. It's more of helping stuff stay in than helping stuff, you know, get in. So it's like if you have COVID, it might, and then you have a mask on, you know, you might not spread it to someone, but someone with COVID and someone with a mask doesn't necessarily help that they don't have a mask and you have one because you're still breathing in that air, which that has COVID inside of it. And now you see more cases of COVID, but not as much people dying, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And for people who aren't wearing masks, they don't know yet that they have COVID or not. So, you know, like, at that point, it's like, hey, like, anybody could be catching COVID at any point. Any point in time.
Yeah, and also, and people in my school, they tell me that they feel like the masks don't do anything. They feel like they just don't help. But in some states, they do help. It's proven scientifically that the masks actually do keep stuff from getting out. So if it's you that has COVID and you don't know it, you might be the one spreading it to the whole school. And it's only so few cases where kids are dying from COVID or adults are dying. Older people, I see some cases. But, I mean, it's littler cases of people dying, but it's more of people getting sick. And I'm pretty sure you don't want to get sick. It's taking away from your jobs, your kids, taking away from time with your family. It's doing other stuff other than just making you sick. Taking away from the people you love as well. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree with that entire sentence right there.
Okay, and do you feel that the masks are hurting your family or people around you?
I feel like for people, I have friends who have, like, glasses. I can get their standpoint. They're, like, it's fogging up their glasses and all that. But I feel like entirely, I don't think it's, like, really hurting anybody besides, like, the breathing part. But I'll put it in full stance. I don't think it's really hurting anybody.
And how do you feel that kids in your state or your area are catching COVID and are getting really sick from it? And they don't know what to do, and they're going to the doctor, but the doctor is just giving them, you know, simple stuff like ice and medicine. How do you feel that most kids are dying because other kids don't have, you know, they just don't have enough sense to think about other people and put them?
I feel like the more like you think about it, it's kind of scary, you know. Like, you know, you can just go to school and like the next day you catch COVID.
No. Yeah, and it's just like, it's just where, it's to a point where if you're not wearing a mask, it's a really high chance that you might be the one to catch it. And then you bring it home to your family. And most people are not wearing the mask everywhere. So, I mean, I don't know how many cases there are now of people dying at this moment, but I don't really know. I know that it's not too many of people where people are really getting killed from this, but it's still a problem where you're getting sick and getting time taken away from the people you love and your family. It's just not, it's not worth it. Why not just wear the mask, see if it helps at least, and then when this is all over, if it's over, you know, then we can see about not wearing it. But you're not just hurting yourself when you don't put on that mask.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like that's my entire standpoint of it.
Okay, so
So Ari, let me jump in here right quick because we have about 6 minutes left, and I want to do just a little bit of housekeeping or information about issues concerning the women's radio show, and then I'm going to kind of ask everybody what this program means to them. So let me just talk a moment about what issues concerning women is, and then you all think about the question, what does this program, the Kids Law Academy, means to you? And so what I'll do is make this commercial, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to ask each of you all, because we got 5 minutes left, and I just want to let you all tell your side about how do you feel about the Kids Law Academy? So issues concerning women, your radio show, if you need to contact Francine Humphrey, who is the founder of Issues Concerning Women, you can contact her at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to the website at issuesconcerningwomen.org to contact Francine. If you need to contact me, Veronica McMillan, you can contact me by email at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can go to the micrononprofitnetwork.org website to find out more information. Those of you who are listening on the line, I know you're saying, like myself, these kids are just blessing my soul with their intelligence and the way they answer their questions. Kids really do have a voice, and we want to make sure that the kids in the Law Academy really, really, really have a voice, that they understand that there are more careers, there's careers in law enforcement besides being a police officer. We want to thank Chief Newdegate from Virginia Beach police department because he was the one that allowed us to use Officer McNeil in our program. So we're so happy. So real quick, I'm going to go around the room. And so, Ariane, real quick, what does this program mean to you?
Well, really, I really feel that this program is taking away a lot of stress that is going on in not just my life, but everyone else's, because it's taking more time where I get to develop and learn more stuff about not even just one topic, lots of topics about police, all the topics we named, such as school shootings, kidnappings, and all such of that nature. So I feel like it's really a good thing to me.
Wonderful. Zion, what about you? What do you think about this program?
To me, Kids Law Academy is a place where I learn with other people and improve in abilities that I feel that I need to improve in.
Wonderful. Malia, what do you think about the Kids Law Academy?
I love being a part of this academy because I feel like I can be a part of bringing awareness to my peers about important topics that affects everyone.
Wonderful. How about you, Peyton?
For me, I feel like the Kids Law Academy teaches me a lot about the different jobs that are in the law offices and all that stuff, like the police force and all that.
All righty, PJ, what you got?
I like the Kids Law Academy because of we learn stuff new every day, and it's a fun place to be. I meet new people, and I feel like open because of everyone knows me.
Oh, wonderful! Who did I leave out? Ayani.
I like the Kids Law Academy because I can learn with other people and talk about my race and stuff with other people, and I just love being in the Kids Law Academy.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, parents and those of you all who are listening online, and we thank you all that are listening around the country to some just world changers in our group. These kids, I'm smiling from one ear to the next ear because of the fact that they've done so well tonight. This is their first radio program, and of course they will be doing more. We are getting prepared for next month. Our kids are going to the gun range along with their parents, so we're super excited about that. We have several other activities that we have planned for the kids, and we are just super excited for the fact that these children basically in the Hampton Roads area are going to be change makers in their community. And parents, I know that you are super happy to hear your children on radio, basically to be so articulate, to be so clear about their convictions and what they believe in the community, from COVID concerns to police brutality to just basically what's going on in the community and having a voice. And we're so super excited about it. They meet the third Saturday of every month. We're looking forward to doing more and more work with them. The kids will be coming aboard again, and they're going to be talking about their leadership roles as we go down into the months. They're going to be talking about their leadership roles, and we're also going to be doing a fundraiser. And so definitely I want you all parents, I'm saying this so that you all can get on the bandwagon with our fundraisers, because we have to have T-shirts, and we're planning to go to D.C. For a field trip. So know that it has been our pleasure to work with you. Kids, I thank you all so much. We got 30 seconds, and I just want to say thank you all. And I want you all to know that I am so proud of you and what you all are doing and what you all have done tonight. Your first radio show, and you all rocked it. You all did an absolute wonderful job. I'm so proud of you. I'm looking forward to us on the gun range in March. And so with that said, we're going to end our show, and I just thank you all so very much for being on the show. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.